the Mod Hop Podcast, traveling better with ModHop.com founder Jake Redman and travel junkie Anthony Ryan.
How's the jet lag?
I feel okay. I feel a little bit better than I did a couple of days ago.
You were only in Europe for 3 nights, though.
Yeah, but I had things to do when I was going to convention-y things, so I had to be up at 6 o'clock their time, which is basically 1 o'clock here.
Oh, man, that's tough.
So it was tough to sort of power through that and then meet people.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And just for a short trip, because I can't take long trips because I have to get home.
Kids.
And help the kids and make sure my wife hasn't gone nuts. You know, two toddlers. It's tough. But yeah, that was a fun trip from what I remember of it.
Yeah, it looked fun. You posted a lot of cool pictures.
Well, that's just it. I think I'm so focused on the job of being overseas that I don't really realize what a great time I had until I get back.
It sure looked like it. You had that one picture that was totally profile picture worthy.
Which one? The Lufthansa lounge at JFK?
No, the one where you're outdoors in the lake in the background and you're just like looking over your there.
Oh, not
there's a boat in the background.
I didn't go to the Lufthansa lounge at JFK.
Why are you lying?
Huh? No, I went to the one at Newark. That's right. Anyway, see how I'm concerned about the lounges, and Anthony is painting a beautiful picture of where I was.
I'm a dreamer. What can I say?
I'm an airport lounge junkie. So everybody's got their priorities. So we'll talk about my trip a little bit, and we'll check in on Anthony's summer vacation in just a little bit too. Let's do some news. It's not really exciting news unless you're in Hawaii.
Oh, tell me that.
Have you been to Hawaii?
20 years ago. No, less than 15.
So you were just a baby.
Oh, come on.
Oh, you were a kid.
That young.
You were a kid.
I was like...
Were you drinking age?
It's like 20. No, I actually wasn't.
Did you drink?
No.
Oh, all right.
It's kind of lame, right?
Oh, what a good kid. Anyway, if you're a fan of Southwest Airlines, you can now plan your vacation to Hawaii with the carrier. Flights from Oakland to Honolulu started last week, but that's only the beginning. If you look, you can see more flights coming from San Jose and Oakland in the next couple of months to, again, Honolulu and also Maui and Kona. The airline also plans to serve Hawaii from Sacramento and San Diego in the near future as well.
Very cool. Hawaii.
So serving the West Coast to Hawaii, you can keep those in mind if you want to connect through California too.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because it's so much further from the East Coast. It's a haul to get to Hawaii.
Yeah, and if you're in places like this, if you're in New York, you can get direct flights to Hawaii too, although they're less frequent. I mean, you probably have more options if you connect somewhere, but it's a nice thing to have. People who are in the Western United States will probably find it pretty helpful, especially if they're used to or like flying Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
USA Today reports that the Hawaii-fied service will include the normal bag of pretzels along with wheat thins, Welch's fruit snacks, some Tic Tacs, and a white cheddar cheese spread.
Tasty.
Delicious menu. Anyway, new drinks include Longboard Island Lager from Kona Brewing Company.
Of course,
load up on that and bring your own snacks. Pineapple juice from Minute Maid and, yay, pineapple juice. And Blue Chair Bay Coconut Spiced Rum.
Where's the spam?
It's there when you get there.
Okay.
It's BYOS. Bring your own spam. Spam, a Minnesota product.
Oh, congratulations to you. You should be proud.
Yes, we export it regularly.
You know, it's funny. Spam is big in my culture, Filipino culture. They love their spam and their canned goods.
I didn't know it was Filipino. I thought it was a very Hawaiian thing only. I thought that was...
Well, we're an island too.
Well, okay. I guess it's an island thing. But I didn't know that. Chocolate rain. He had to do the chocolate rain turn away to cough.
I'm still recovering, all right?
All right. Oh, that's right. You were sick.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Boarding area partners cite frequent flyer bonuses. Blog has reporting on some fairly sweet bonuses for hotel stays. I always prefer a hard number for these bonuses, like this one. 500 points for a stay at Best Western in the U.S. or Canada, or 1,500 bonus miles or more miles, that's Lufthansa, for stays at Best Western hotels in Germany, Luxembourg, Austria, Switzerland, Croatia, and a few more.
So as opposed to it being coinciding with the price?
Well, this is a bonus for staying at those hotels. So if you stay at a Best Western in Germany or any of the countries I just mentioned, you would get 1,500 bonus points, Lufthansa points, for staying at those hotels.
Very nice.
Yeah. Another good one is up to 3 times Cathay Pacific Asia miles for stays at select Accor hotels. And of course, terms and conditions apply and registration may be required for some of these. So nice, cool way to pick up a few extra bonus miles.
For sure. Yeah, more to think about now.
And I'm happy to see the site join Boarding Area. I'm a longtime fan of their constantly updated airline mile for car rental bonus chart, although I think that part of it is a separate thing from the blog, so I'll link to that site. It's a pretty good resource to have if you want to pick up a few extra points in your travels.
Points.
Oh, and here's something that Anthony suggested we talk about.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to give you some credit. Lucky Lithuanian flyer Skirmantas Stramaitis. I said that wrong. There's no way to look at this and say it right. Probably because I spelt it wrong when I wrote it down. But anyway, he got a taste of the good life aboard a recent flight from Vilnius. That doesn't look right.
What?
Vilnius.
Yeah.
To Bergamo, Italy. Stramaitis found out quickly after arriving at the gate that he'd be the only one on the flight on this 737-800 that normally seats 188. That means 187 seats were flying empty, if I'm doing the math right.
I think you did the math right. Good job.
How'd that happen? According to the article, it turns out a travel agency chartered a plane to fly a group home to Lithuania from Italy. Then, to avoid flying the outbound leg with an empty aircraft, the agency offered one-way tickets to Bergamo, and only one was sold.
That is insane. I mean, that's so rare these days, you know?
The last time it happened to me, well, that exactly didn't happen to me, but I was flying from Washington Dulles to Minneapolis years ago. This was actually the week before 9/11. And I got on a DC-9, or I got to the gate, and there was nobody at the gate except for 2 people and a gate agent. And they got on the microphone, and they started to call my name, but then they just looked over at me, and they're like, "Are you Jake Redman?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And they're like, "We upgraded you to first because we don't want to bring on an economy service. So we're not going to bring another cart onto the plane because the other 2 people who were on that flight bought first class tickets."
Insane. What a story.
So I shared the plane with 2 other people on the plane. And halfway through the flight, the pilot came back, left the cockpit door open just to give you a picture of what it was like pre-9/11 flying a thing. And he would just come out and one of the passengers said, "Well, if you're here, who's flying the plane?" He's like, "Ah, the computers." And that was my first glimpse.
They're taking over these computers.
Yeah. And that was 2001, obviously.
But wait, what if you were all in coach? Would they have just upgraded all 3 of you to first class?
I don't know if they would have left us in coach or if they would have just upgraded us to the front of the plane anyway. I don't know.
I mean, I would have put up a fight. I'm like, "Come on, there's no one in there."
Well, and we were talking about it. I remember talking to one of the flight attendants. She was sort of alarmed. She's like, "This isn't good for the airline."
No, it is not. So, fearing for her job.
So, and it was Northwest Airlines. So
yeah, she was. That's correct.
They're no longer with us.
What do you think? Would you feel kind of worried that you were the only one on a plane if you were in this guy's shoes, the guy from Lithuania?
No,
you would enjoy it, right?
I would love it.
Yeah, it'd be like a playground.
It sounds like I would have had a flight crew of 3, and you could just hang out with them.
Yeah, you're right. Like, tell me all the secrets.
Well, yeah, I don't know what secrets they'd have for me. But it'd be cool just sort of like be part of the crew. Maybe they'd let me sit in the jump seat.
Maybe they'd let you serve.
Maybe I could make the announcement.
Oh, that'd be great.
See, you could have some fun with it. That's what I would have done. I wouldn't have just sat there the whole time.
I wonder what this guy did.
I would have helped serve the other customers. I'm like, "Let me be a flight attendant." I don't know. What would you have done? Just sat there?
I would have tried every seat.
I guess.
Well, this one is too big. This one is too tight.
That would have been a good social media thing. You get to try every seat on a 737-800.
Yeah, right? That would have gone viral.
Definitely. I could have done a lot of seat reviews. That would have been 188 seat reviews.
You'd
for
be
Mod
the
Hop.
First one.
I'd have content for half a year.
Yeah, one a day.
Yeah. So anyway, that's Anthony's contribution.
Thanks, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it.
When I come back, it's not just me. When we come back, I'm going to talk about my vacation. It's not even a vacation. My wife keeps calling it a vacation because I didn't have to take care of kids. But my 3-day trek to Lausanne, Switzerland, via Zurich, and a few hours in Paris. Mm-hmm. And how I got there. That's the most important part to me.
You don't even care about me.
The Mod Hop Podcast with Jake Redman and Anthony Ryan.
And we're back.
Hold on, I just opened up.
What are you doing down there?
Just opening up my...
Sounded like you're rummaging through a toolbox. I just got to fix something here.
I needed a spoon. Huh? That's what I needed.
What do you need a spoon for? We're doing a podcast.
I needed
Oh, this is where he like starts to eat something and ignores whatever the hell I'm talking about.
I needed to prep my yogurt to remind myself that I need to eat it.
When Jake starts droning on about his vacation,
I'm
just going to start eating. So what are we going to talk about? How I got there? Well, here's the thing. I flew Swiss Airlines. Now, this doesn't seem to me like something you would do because it seems like you're trying to get the very most out of your miles.
For sure.
And in a sense that you will get more flights or more, the most value, I guess. Not even
I
the
try.
Most value. The thing is, like, it's not subjective, but it's when you're choosing between like a business or a premium product versus coach, you're stretching your miles probably by doing what you would like to do. Whereas I will blow all my miles to fly in some comfort. Like,
yeah.
My flight over there was an overnight flight from Newark to Switzerland to Zurich in Swiss business class, which is a good business class to drop 70,000 points on. But I can't see you dropping 70,000 points on one flight.
To me, I see that and I see two flights to Europe.
But I see one flight to Europe in business class and maybe having to do another sign-up bonus next year.
It's a lot of work. I'm getting tired of these sign-up bonuses, man.
I don't know. I feel like I spend the money anyway.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So anyway, I've got bills to pay here and there, and I travel enough that it makes sense. But anyway, so I flew in my favorite seat on a Swiss A330-300, which is 11K, and there's some science behind it. You may know Swiss Airlines business class has a different selection of business class seats. There's the throne, which is a lie flat seat. All the actual seats are the same, but you've got consoles on the throne that are on the left and the right. And you've got so plenty of arm or storage space in those seats. But what I don't like about those is while you're separated from the aisle, you're also separated from the window.
Oh.
And you really don't need both those big consoles. But on the other side of the plane, on the other non-middle side, I guess, the far end, those are staggered single seats, but some have the console on the aisle side, some are on the window side, but it's only one. So I like to have some separation from the aisle, so I like the console on the left and right up on the window, so I can see out the window.
Right.
So the problem with the other seat, you're either too close to the aisle in the other seats or separated from the window or vice, yeah.
You're a hard one to please, Mr. Redman.
Well, and the other thing is when you're in row 11 or possibly row 9 too is that you're also far enough away from the galleys and the restrooms so that it's quiet. You know, galley noise keeps me awake. Like there's always clanking and
rummaging through toolboxes.
Yeah, rummaging through toolboxes and, you know, talking and, you know, flight attendants are just doing their job and, you know.
All right, so which
people are working.
Which is your preferred seat?
11K.
Exactly that one.
Yeah, 11K is my preferred seat. I think almost like 9K is a little too close to 9K. Oh, that's the problem with 9K. It's not aligned with the window.
Oh, I see.
So 11K, really the best seat in business class aboard a Swiss Airlines A330-300. So you spend a lot of time like me researching seats, and you can watch the full review at modhop.com. I do have a full video review from the last time I flew it. And then took the train from Zurich, first class. You don't need to take a first class train in
What's
Europe.
What's the difference?
Really nothing.
I mean, taking a train in Europe is nice enough anyway.
Yeah, especially if you're used to cramming onto like an Amtrak train. Actually, Amtrak trains aren't that bad either, but there's nothing really special about first class, at least in Switzerland or any of the places that I've really flown. Even in Germany, I don't think there's anything really that special about first class on the train, except for a wider seat.
You get food?
I guess it depends. But I've never seen food. On the Italo trains in Italy, I think there is a food menu, but I think I remember paying for it. I think the Wi-Fi was free.
Hmm.
But the seats were really nice on the Italo train. There was like leather seats. It was a small cabin. But this was just a wider seat. It was separated, so I wasn't sitting with anyone.
And how much more did you spend on this?
I can't remember. Too much. It's really not that much more, but
it's not worth it.
It's not really worth it, all I don't think. Right. But and the ride, you're riding through Switzerland. It's nice anyway.
Yeah, how was that? That must have been beautiful.
Yeah, the scenery is great. If you can just take the train in Switzerland, it's nice. If you're along Lake Geneva, I think it's also or equally nice to take the train from Geneva to Lausanne. I took it from Zurich to Lausanne with sitting on that side of the train where you can see Lake Geneva as you pull into the area. Beautiful. Beautiful. And if you're not if you're from Denver, you're used to, or Seattle, you're used to looking at mountains. I'm not. I'm just used to looking out into a canyon of buildings. So it's a nice thing to look at. It's beautiful country, and it's actually not a bad way to go if you're coming into Switzerland.
Right. You're right there. You need more caffeine.
Yeah.
Right.
What else did I do? Then we took the train to Paris, and that we did that in regular class, second class, I guess they call it. And then that was where I met the guy from Blacklane. Blacklane is like an Uber for fancy people, and I wouldn't do it normally, but because I was unfamiliar with the train station, Blacklane meets you at the station. They come in to where your flight or your train is coming from, and they sit there with your name, and then they'll take your luggage right there and take you out. So it's a little bit nicer than your Uber. You don't have to go out and start looking for anybody. They find you.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's a nice thing.
It's kind of scary when they approach you. You.
No, they have one of the signs. You know, they have a little iPad with your name on it.
Oh, so they're not dressed in black with sunglasses.
No, no. That's a different service.
Okay.
But then, so we did that. It's expensive, but we took it to my friend's hotel, and we went to, and I don't know why, but we ended up at, oh, my friend suggested it. We ended up going to Notre Dame, which was right there by her hotel. And then we ended up at the Eiffel Tower. And because it was a little drizzly outside, there was no wait.
Nice. And like you went to the top.
Yeah, we went all the way to the top. And it's not something I wanted to do, but I'm glad I did it.
You've been.
Yeah, I've been there before. Right? Yeah, I've been there and didn't really ever care to go again. It was like, I don't like to go to the top of the things where I am looking away from the thing I want to see.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You know what I'm saying?
I want to see this, what I'm on right now.
And I think that's what the appeal. If you come to New York and you want to go to an observation deck, don't go to the top of the Empire State Building. Go to Rock Center so you can look at the Empire State Building and see World Trade Center and see most of the island.
This is good advice.
Go to Brooklyn.
Oh, go to Jersey.
Yeah, go to Jersey.
Yeah, come to Jersey.
Come to the W Hotel and get a room that's got a view of Manhattan, or just
come to Jersey City.
Hoboken.
Jersey City.
Start a war.
Son of a gun.
Anyway.
I'll meet you outside.
Catch me outside. God.
Throwback. All right, so you did stuff in Paris. You were able to get some stuff.
Who cares? Anyway, I went to, who cares about all that cool stuff that I did in Paris? I should say that I got a one-night redemption upgrade at Le Docklands Hotel. I hope I'm saying that right.
Beautiful.
It's a Marriott hotel. It's an autograph, the Autograph Collection, I think, hotels. Anyway, it's part of one of their chains, but a really nice hotel, maybe only because I got the upgrade. And as a gold member, you get gold status with your American Express Platinum membership. So it's not the highest level of loyalty. So anyway, the hotel I stayed at, Le Docklands in Paris, it's a nice hotel, maybe only because I got upgraded to a suite. And the suite it's very French. It's very European. There's a lot going on, a lot of wallpaper, a lot of floral patterns on the sheets and things like that. But it was beautiful, a beautiful room. It's got, a little dining room table, a little kitchen area, a hot tub time machine, a whole bunch of stuff. Really comfortable room.
Did it really have a hot tub?
Yeah, a hot tub in it.
Nice.
Well, it was not a hot tub. It was a bath with jets in it. So, but it was, I'll put pictures up on the website so everybody
can
see.
Of you in the hot tub?
No, God, no.
No.
Nobody wants to see that. But I did get some cool panoramic shots of the room.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The great view out there.
Oh, and the view from the room was the Eiffel Tower, which I wouldn't even have known had I not found my way to the small windows. So you're not working with like floor to ceiling windows here, but if you make some effort, you can find the Eiffel Tower view. But great hotel. And then straight out to Charles de Gaulle to fly American Airlines' sort of new premium economy product, which I'm glad I made the upgrade. I had already purchased or redeem 30,000 American Airlines points to fly economy on the way back. And I was going to upgrade to like an exit row or something if something better didn't come along before then. But I ended up contacting the airline on Twitter because I saw that there were premium economy seats on the flight. So I'm kind of like, how much would it cost me to upgrade, blah, blah, blah. I can't remember what I asked them, but they're like, well, you already redeemed 30,000. If you want to redeposit those and we'll redeem 40,000 because you have the miles, then we'll do that. And I'm like, sweet. So I did this all on my way. I did this all on the W train coming from World Trade up to work one day. You know, every stop you can sort of reconnect to the internet. So I was doing it that way. And finally, by the time I got to work, I had premium economy seats. So, and I'm glad I did it because I looked and I hadn't thought about how American Airlines 777-200s are 10 across in economy, which is dense. It's like, I remember walking back there and just thinking, this is a lot of people back here. It's like too many. It was just like, it was steerage times 10. It was disgusting. It was weird. And I just don't feel like I want to fly back for 7 hours like that. I just didn't want to do it. And I would do it in a budget crisis, but I had the miles to do premium economy, and I ended up getting like a whole row to myself. There's nobody had done the upgrade. So I don't know if that's bad for the airline or it was good for me.
Yeah.
Because I was in a group of two on the bulkhead and I had nobody next to me there. And there's nobody in the center seats in the bulkhead either. There's somebody far off in the J and K seats. But and then in American Airlines premium economy, I think it's a 19-inch wide seat. So it's about US business class, maybe like a regional jet business class or first class. So you've got some width there. You've got a wider armrest. And even if I had somebody next to me, it wouldn't have been uncomfortable. I would have been happy with it. So, and it's pretty comparable size-wise to what Delta and United are offering on their premium economy thing. So I highly, if you're on a daytime flight, is a good way to do it from Europe is to, you know, shell out 10K extra points if you've got them and, you know, do the upgrade because it's far more civilized.
Seriously?
Than what's going on in back because they're just throwing more seats
across,
back there.
Man.
It's nuts. 10 across is ridiculous to me.
So you're saying I shouldn't book that 10 across flight from Milan?
We'll get to your trip in a minute.
Please, I want to talk.
I know you want to talk about it. But let me get to the bougiest part of my trip, which was the helicopter ride back from JFK to
of course
Manhattan. Blade, I don't know if you're familiar with Blade, but Blade is a helicopter service that operates between Manhattan and the area airports, and they do flights to the Hamptons and things like that. So, but they've had this service for a couple of years called Bounce, which takes you to the airport, and it runs around between $295 and $395. But they just introduced Blade Continuous, which takes you from Manhattan's West Side heliport on 30th, it's like 30th and on the West Side, and JFK Airport. So it's about hourly, I think. And they also just partnered with American Airlines to have service where they pick you up right at the plane and bring you to the helipad at JFK and you can fly back to Manhattan. What I did wrong was get the American Airlines service too. It's something I didn't need. I didn't need to add that on because when you fly internationally, you have to go back through customs. So they have to meet you landside anyway. So, and Blade does that for free anyway. So I didn't need the American Airlines pickup service. I would have found my way through customs by myself. I didn't need the escort.
You spent an extra, how much? $50?
Or? We won't talk about that. My wife listens.
Oh, God.
So I didn't need to tack that on. So save yourself the time if you're flying internationally. But if you are flying domestically, it might be worth it to do that because they'll meet you at the plane and take you right from the plane to the helipad. And that would save you probably an extra 15 minutes.
I mean, it sounds amazing.
So
you get a helicopter flight out of it.
And the helicopter ride is 5 minutes back to Manhattan. So
insane.
Take that versus an hour or so on the Van Wyck, possibly sitting in traffic for who God knows how long. It took a little bit longer because it was windy the other day. But that's better for me because you get more helicopter ride out of it.
Yeah. Were you looking out the window at the traffic below and you're like, ha, ha, ha.
Now you just fly right over Brooklyn. So you didn't even see the traffic. You're just right over Brooklyn.
Still 5 minutes? Or?
Yeah. It was about seven.
Seven minutes?
Seven. And I got some video to... It's a, when you take video, too, it's basically like you're filming your own news open.
And now, or it's 7 o'clock.
Or that sort of interstitial footage that they play in front of ball games.
Yeah, I could just hear the cheesy 80s news.
So that's my trip. I guess we're going to talk about your trip now.
No, I'm done. I'm not.
No, I think we're going to talk about your trip. Where
and now, how's Anthony's trip to Italy coming along?
Where are you with this?
Well, as you know, we've booked the flights there via United. Thanks for having
but
the
that's
availability.
But that's an update. That's an update from the last podcast, though, because you hadn't booked that.
Right. So we're halfway there.
Right.
Living on a, well, hoping for.
Oh, you're so jurors.
Hoping for this prayer to come true because we're looking for flights back and maximizing points, of course. Trying to book on Ultimate Rewards, but
Anthony Ryan is the maximizer.
The maximizer. Yeah, and, you know, when you wait, you kind of lose out on some flights, and that's what we're experiencing.
Now, let's back up. Didn't this happen to you on your last trip?
Yeah.
You're always holding out for a better deal, and then
I've not learned my lesson, clearly.
Right.
But I'm always so hopeful that, oh, okay, this week is just a bad week. People are booking a lot. Maybe in the next week or two, it'll calm down and the flight
price will go down. That's just normal trip anxiety. And honestly, if you see a deal that's okay, just jump on it.
Well, see, my problem was I didn't know where to leave out of. So, because we're going to be on our last leg of our trip, we're going to be in Tuscany. So, do we leave out of Rome or do we leave out of Milan? And part of me was like, oh, I kind of want to check out Milan. But then that's just me trying to fit too much in because we would have already been in Rome. So
I haven't heard great things about Milan anyway.
I mean, hey, it's fashion capital of Europe. Come on.
Unless you're into fashion.
Right, of course. But
I shouldn't say that. I've never seen it. So how would I know?
Man.
Somebody just told me that and I believe them.
Can't believe you.
Milan is fine. Now I'm going to get
all the Milanese.
All the Milanese are going to get on my case.
Is that the word? Milanese?
Milanese.
Sorry, people of Milan. But hey, we might come see you to apologize in person.
So Milan or what were the other choices?
Rome, FCO or MXP to New York. And, you know, there's a direct, as we were talking earlier, from Milan to JFK via Emirates, right? 40,000 points, would you? 40,000?
40,000.
Direct and baggage.
Yeah, if it includes baggage. And that's a smart thing that you picked up on because you could take a cheap flight to Paris and fly XL, but XL, what were the baggage fees on XL?
Oh, I know that TAP was at least 80.
Yeah, TAP was minimum 80, so you could do the TAP flight from Lisbon, but you'd have to pay 80-something in baggage fees, which sort of negates any value you got from...
And that was us trying to find direct flights from another city, so we would have to get to that city, too.
Which is a strategy, and that's a good way to use sites like Kiwi or Skyscanner or even Google Flights to find places in Europe that are cheaper, because you might be able to hop on an EasyJet or a Ryanair and just connect that way, or take the train to get to an airport that will get you home for cheaper.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's actually a great strategy. You look up a general vicinity to the airport you need to get to and see which location is the cheapest. So it's like, Amsterdam is $400. Yeah. Madrid is this.
So right now, I mean, all things considered, we sat here for a ridiculous amount of time trying to find better options, but it sounds like getting to Milan and taking that Emirates flight back is the way to go, even though it's 10 across. You might get something back because it's an A380.
Yeah, 10 across.
10 across is a dense configuration.
I'm hoping that it's not a full flight, right? Is that a possibility?
Yeah.
That's a lot of people on that plane.
Yeah, I think I said it sat 399 in economy.
Oh, God. So many people.
But
I mean, how many people are flying from Milan to JFK on a Tuesday in the middle of July?
It's the middle of July.
Dang it.
From a beautiful part, from beautiful Italy.
Right. Of course.
So it's definitely possible.
And there's another choice. Of course, that's leaving on a Monday instead of the Tuesday and spending that overnight in Lisbon.
That sounds too complicated.
No? No good?
I don't know. What do you think? Call us at 1-800. No, I don't have a 1-800 number. Wouldn't that be great if we had a call-in show, but all we did was ask people for advice? I think that's a great idea.
You help us.
We know nothing about travel, but you call and tell us.
We'll ask the experts. We'll ask the experts.
We need to call some experts in talking today. We should get some of the radio professionals that work in this building to come help us with our talking.
You're leaving that in, aren't you?
Huh? Yeah. Of course I am. I've been doing it all day, so whatever.
You know, everyone thinks I'm an idiot.
Well, we are.
You're right.
Yeah, anyway, so how does it look now? Do you have your vacation planned? Do you have your activities planned now that you know when you're going to get there?
Well, since the people want to know what my itinerary
is. To know.
They tuned out before this part.
Yeah, exactly. Hanging onto their iPads and iPhones.
Man, scintillating.
So gotta hear what's going on.
Well, folks.
Didn't he plan something?
Yes, I did.
Is he going to do any activities?
Get this. So we're flying into Rome. We're going to be there for 5 nights. Cinque nights. I don't know where for nights. Cinque nights.
Oh, boy.
Then Amalfi Coast for 4, either staying in Amalfi or Sorrento. Undecided. And then Tuscany for the next 2 or 3 days. And that's it. I think it's pretty good, right?
Do you think that you're an easy person to travel with?
Yes, for the most part, because I'm pretty flexible. Like, I used to be wanting to do, like, a lot in a day.
Yeah.
But then I learned to back off a little bit. My fiance is very thankful about
that. Just put yourself in day 2 on the Amalfi Coast.
Yeah.
What time do you wake up?
Day 2? Well, by this time, I think we're used to it.
Let's say day 3. Yeah, day 2. You're into it. You've spent a full day there already.
Right. So by that's like what? In total, day 6?
Don't think about it too much. Just put yourself there.
I'm getting up at 9 o'clock.
Okay. All right. That's reasonable.
Because we were out late the night before.
All right.
And we're...
How late were you out?
Probably till like 1.
This is all hypothetical, by the way.
Hypothetical.
It hasn't happened yet.
I'm going to make this true, by the way. This is going to happen. Oh, God. We were out of...
You have to vacation to the letter, right? You have to be exactly the way you plan it.
No, I like to wake up early, kind of soak in the how people...
All right, 9 o'clock is reasonable, I think.
Yeah, have a little breakfast.
All right.
Espresso, whatever.
Mm.
And...
sit out on a balcony.
Yeah, sit out on a balcony and just roam a little bit. Or Amalfi, I should say.
I was going to say, you're not in Rome.
So,
I just his own jokes.
I just want to soak it in, man.
All right,
so maybe hit up the beach, you know.
But it's not a regiment.
No, I learned the hard way. It's like when you regiment too much, not everything goes to plan, and a lot of times you're disappointed if you're trying to regiment everything.
Yeah.
So
see, and this
take
is
your
why,
time,
here's
people.
The thing I love. You know, it's important, and you can sort of tell the success of your relationship after the first few international trips.
Oh, yeah.
And it's different with kids. But if you see this with your partner or your spouse or whatever early on, being able to vacation together well is pretty cool. And this is one thing I learned from my wife. It's like, nobody plans anything. We're not guidebook travelers at all. And we don't want to be. We'll roll up. We want to get up early enough for the free breakfast or anything that's free. My wife wants to be a part of whatever is free. Like if there's a cocktail hour in the afternoon, we've talked about this before, but we'll be on the other side of the town and be like, we're going to miss the free cocktail hour. There's hors d'oeuvres. We have to get back to the hotel. I'm like, well, we're not anywhere near the hotel, but we have to go back so she can try new drinks. Anyway, but I'm game for that. That's fine. Plus, we get to get a nap in that way. So it all sort of, if you gel with your travel partner, then you're in good shape. But yeah, if you're a spouse or your fiance.
Yeah, yeah. The one thing she's very happy to hear is that I built in a couple days to just chill. Like when we get there, we're going to get there on Thursday, and we have 2 days to relax before the rest of our party gets there on Saturday.
That's also smart European planning because you need to build, there's jet lag involved on either end.
Yeah.
And so many people probably, they want to go to Europe and do so much that they don't take time to just sit back, relax, and smell the air.
Again, that took me a little bit to learn, but I think it's a great idea. Like looking back at it now, when we went to Paris, we just landed and hit the ground running, which was great because we felt like we did a lot. But then by the halfway through, you know, we all got pretty tired. And then when we got to Barcelona, you know, we were like done.
Yeah.
Energy wise.
Yeah.
So let's get there, chill out for a day, even 2, and then, you know, start getting into it.
Even if you're a super planner, then schedule that relaxed time.
Schedule a day to just chill.
Schedule a day to relax and just look around and wander a little bit.
But you know, a day where you don't plan anything.
Just do the research beforehand, know where not to go in the town, and just pick some spots on the fly.
Right. I agree with that.
All right, good. Well, that's my advice.
Well, I might not be coming back because I don't have a flight back, but...
You know? That's the other option. Just stay. So, we'll check back in every podcast until you actually go on this trip.
There'll be a new development every week.
I like how there's like a half hour on every time there's an update on this. But it's pretty exciting.
It'll happen.
Pretty exciting. I'm anxious to see what we decide for your trip.
Thank you, listeners.
Right. Yeah, so we'll get a 1-800 number by next week. If you want to email your suggestions to Anthony, you can hit us up at ModHop on Twitter or Instagram. And let us know what you think of the podcast.
Yeah.
Too.
Do you like us?
Yeah.
Don't answer that.